sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even food for it was excrement. Get your head in it. Second wind represent white shit, kid. I never stepped in it. I reckon it's older than.
Yo, what is up? Welcome to Tequila. This is the podcast where normally we drink, but we're not doing that today because it's a Sober Thoughts edition. I have with me today two very special people. I have yet again Mrs. Kyle Noya.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
And then I have with me today Mr. Joe Padilla.
Howdy.
Hello. And I realized today that we have like three Latinos on here, so it's going to be, you know, for all you non-Latin people, we're taking over. I'm sorry.
We're not sorry.
No, not really.
No.
Yeah, not really. Anyway, so what we wanted to do today is just talk about Pokemon. And if you don't like Pokemon, then get over it.
Don't listen to the episode. Easy that's right. Enough.
There you go. Okay, so we're going to watch the Direct, and then we're going to get back to you. Boom.
Welcome to the Pokemon Direct. I'm Ishihara from the Pokemon Direct.
I love him.
Pow.
Today, I would like to share some very special information with all of you.
I was so excited when I watched this. Like,
Pokemon trainers.
I literally watched this on the train live.
Yeah. I watched it at work on my break, and I was like,
oh, man.
It's so nostalgic.
This along the way, trainers have that suit is great. Different
I know. I was watching it live at like 480p, all choppy and shit. It was real bad. It was not great.
He's like such a like the button all the way up. Also, I saw three slowpokes in all of those.
They like slowpoke.
Secret message.
Okay. There's gonna be a lot of slowpoke.
Have you ever seen the slowpoke song?
Next
adventure. No.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It is a Pokemon.
Please take a look.
Trademark song about slowpoke, and it's a reggae song style.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's
somehow that just makes total sense. Okay, this like shire ass looking house, I love it so much.
I was like half expecting Elijah Wood to just like
burst out.
And then there she is with her fucking Scottish hat. Have y'all seen all the memes?
Yes.
All the Scottish memes. Yeah.
Take the things from Scottish Twitter and. Do you think I need the fucking Pokeballs? Like, do you need a bag for your Pokeball purchase?
I personally like that.
I think I have no dinner.
I personally like that they're keeping in random encounters because I know they took that
really?
In. Yeah, this is like the only game that I'd like random encounters in. Every other game they can go to hell.
Moment flex.
Weather. Looks like mining. Soccer.
The soccer thing, which is pretty dope.
Oh, there's like a collaboration between like Manchester United and Pokemon.
Cool. Not actual gameplay footage. Darn.
As long as it's not Manchester United.
So what are we watching? Oh, this is just trailer. Score by me!
Oh. I wonder if he's gonna have like a soccer evolution because it's like score by I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've seen some really. Oh my god, Sabol,
I love it.
Beautiful tiny little.
Sabol just looks like every British person I've ever met.
What?
But in a good way.
Like, Sabol is like a sad millennial.
Yeah. this my man, though.
Grookey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Grookey.
I'm between Grookey and Sabol at this point.
I'm between Sabol and Scorbunny.
Oh my god, he's so cute.
Yeah, I know. I was like, this is me!
I'm gonna wait until I see the evolutions.
Probably.
I do think something. Oh, I've seen some really great Twitter content where people are doing Scorbunny as a butch lesbian and
okay.
And what's her name? The really sexy looking bunny. Lopunny.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The two of them are in a romantic relationship. So now in my mind, Scorbunny is just a butch lesbian.
It's not okay.
Lopunny, I can't stand this.
Lopunny
I can't stand
itself was not okay because
I know.
It was like
all the rules are for.
Yeah. That like and I love Gardevoir's design too, but
all
like,
the rule 34. Please make it stop.
Much.
Please make
like,
it end.
I just can't, like, I love using Gardevoir in battle, but I hate thinking about that every time. Ugh.
But.
Okay, so Joe, you like random encounters. Why do you like random encounters? Why do you think random encounters would be good in this game versus the overworld thing from Let's Go?
I think that's just something that I've always really liked with Pokemon, because not being able to see them in the grass, just the expectation that it would that you'd be going through the grass and it wouldn't be until the music cuts in and there's a shot to a different screen that you'd be like, yes, that thing that only has like a 1% chance of appearing in the grass, I was able to find it. Or like, you know, in Gen 3, oh no, that's not
okay. Oh, she's showing us.
It's not okay.
Wait.
Oh. This is just the surface.
This this isn't even that deep.
We're just seeing these Lopunny, Scorbunny.
But like, romance. It's a thing. People really, like,
at least they're not humanized. Yeah. Like, in the Rule 34, they're, like, human.
Oh, and this.
Oh, that's...
Look, they're so cute.
Oh, now that's cute.
So cute.
Okay, that's adorable.
And, like, yeah. Giving okay. the...
Yeah. See, that's when you start getting weird. When you anthropomorphize. Yeah.
If they're humanized, but it's not sexual, I'm fine with that.
Right. That's, well...
That's
just not okay.
Sorry, guys.
It got a little explicit.
Anyway, so random encounters, I usually hate them in most RPGs.
Sure.
I was just playing Final Fantasy VI, and the random encounter rate in that isn't even that bad, but it still made it pretty ridiculous, because I was just playing on SNES Classic. But yeah, the random encounters, especially when you think about like Gen 3, where there was such a low chance to find the Feebas in the one patch.
Oh yeah, dude.
Like I think that's a little ridiculous.
That's fair. But. And to your point, that like that whole fucking Feebas hunting thing is why I love Milotic. Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm. Milotic. I don't know.
I say Milotic, but I think Milotic is probably also acceptable. But it's the reason the Milotic is like one of my favorite Pokemon by far is because it's like, so first off, beautiful Pokemon. Second off, it's so fucking hard to get. And you have to, like, max the beauty out and all that shit.
Yeah.
I fucking love that so much. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't beaten Let's Go. Did you finish your Nuzlocke of it, Kyle? Did you Nuzlocke?
He's in Nuzlocke.
I did, and I beat it.
Nice. I almost beat it before we got robbed. But, so it's close. Rip. But I don't know. There's something about the... I agree with you, but then I also, like... would love to see overworld Pokemon, so I'm kind of torn. Because, like, seeing Pokemon in the overworld is, like, genuinely, like, kind of magical.
Well, I think something that they're doing, and they've said they're going to do, is, like, integrate the lives of Pokemon with the lives of people in this one, right? Like, they're going to demonstrate how, like, Pokemon helped build this bridge or whatever. Mm. And so we're going to see them in the overworld, but, like, whether or not you catch it that way...
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I think it did make things too easy. Like, it made shiny hunting really easy. It made, like, avoiding, you know... If you were training a certain kind of Pokemon and you wanted to only be fighting grass Pokemon, you could. Like, I think it was a little too easy. Let's go.
So, like, the landscapes are fucking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so ready for them. I'm so ready. Like, the starting town looks like the Shire. It's amazing. The Scottish hat on the main character has led, like, so many people to, like, memeify the shit out of her.
And look at, see, her socks, too, are the plan.
I know, I might play as her just because of all the fucking memes.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely will play as her.
Yeah.
But that says more about me than her design. But...
they're really
well designed, and I love the... Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, like, a bunch of her, like, drinking, like, a Scotsman and all this shit. That's fucking great. Yeah, the designs of both of them are great. It's very, like, chic millennial.
But also...
That big trunk backpack is weird, though.
Distinctly so British.
Cool. It I is think very the British.
Trunk backpack is very British.
It is very British.
Yeah, he's got the little plaid underneath his shirt, too.
I know.
Thematic consistency.
And then you got, like, the Manchester-esque, like, industrial town that looks amazing. God, it looks so cool. Some people were saying that this, like, soccer thing is going to be one of, or maybe how, like, a lot of the gyms are going to be.
Mm.
Is like, in a stadium kind of thing.
I would be down for that, because it would be more, I mean, it would be more like what you see in the actual show.
Right.
You know, where it's not just, like...
six in a row.
Yeah, you're just chilling.
Static.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time, looking at the starters here, I think this is the first time that I've, like, fucking loved all three.
Yeah, they're really great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I'm usually like, I'm usually about two right. out of three that I'm positive about.
Right.
The third one is a little bit forgotten for me. Except for Gen 5.
Yeah, I'm definitely leaning towards Sobble or Grookey at this point. I just don't know which one.
I've seen so much good Sobble art. Like, of the tiny Sobble on the brink of crying.
Did you see the one with Pre-Marina?
No.
Like,
hugging? There's a hug? Oh! There's one where, like, there's a tiny Sobble on your finger, and it just starts crying. Oh!
It's just Pre-Marina holding crying Sobble, and then this one is, like, Pre-Marina finding...
Oh, no! A beat-up Sobble!
It's so cute. It's so sad.
I've got a whole folder of memes.
Where there's this gif of Grookey that's amazing. That's just drumming a bunch of mushrooms.
Oh, great! But that's so like good. so true to the trailer, even.
It's so good. Just like drumming a bunch of mushrooms. It's a great illustration. I can't read the artist. Kath the Human, I think.
I have had a very long day. I am very small and I have no money. So you can imagine the kind of stress I'm under, says Sobble. Millennial culture.
Oh, no. They're both very me, I feel like, both Grookey and Sobble.
Score Bunny's so, like, yeah.
Okay, the names, though. Sword and Shield. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of, like, attack and defense, like, themes throughout the games. I don't know, how do y'all feel about the names? I'm not a huge fan.
Well, I made a joke when they came out that... I'm definitely going to be getting Pokemon Shield because I'm a bottom, but that's just me. But I think they're all right. I'm really curious as to what, like, the wolf helm, you know, like the
thing
top,
on the top. Yeah.
I'm interested as to, because that doesn't really look like any, like, that doesn't look like a legendary to me.
Right. Are we going to get a legendary Pokemon that's just a shield? Because that's lame.
Right.
Yeah. Or, like, you know, like a legendary wolf doesn't really fit. It seems like it's going to need to be something more grand and mythical, like a Wyvern would be cool or something.
I've been binging rumors, so I'll save that for the rumor section.
Oh, boy.
The answer to that. Or at least, like, the rumor answer to that.
Oh,
okay, so
put Masuda in the trailer.
I know, just like... Mm-hmm. What was he talking about in there? I don't even remember.
Oh, these Japanese men.
Right now.
Look at that jacket.
I know, just a fucking awesome leather jacket. Okay, so the Galar region is based on the UK loosely, but it looks more like fucking Westeros to me.
It's very steampunk, but then, yeah, you got this wall and, like, the north is frozen.
So, I'm just gonna Google an image, because this is very obviously London, but it's, like, up in the top part. Galar map.
Mapo. Galar
map. Mapo. There he is revealing it again. Here we go. Show me the whole thing. That's what she said.
God's sake.
Okay, so.
So there's a cool train running down there.
Public transportation.
Yes!
Okay, so apparently I can't zoom in, so we're just gonna have to deal with it at this resolution. This is very obviously London, because there's Parliament, there's London Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Ben's there too. And there's a few other landmarks that people pointed out that I don't remember off the top of my head, but.
There's Theresa May using like a perugly.
A perugly.
Is that a soccer stadium?
Yeah, I think someone pointed out, like, Wembley. Like, I think that would be Wembley. So, like, for some reason, London is in the northernmost part of the island instead of the southernmost. But whatever. You can flip things, I guess, and make it loosely based on it.
I mean, Japan draws their maps what we would consider horizontally, so. It's all a matter of perspective.
So I guess that means that, like, the southern part is Scotland. So, like, you're starting in Scotland as a Scottish person, I guess. But, yeah, there's trains everywhere. This would be, like... Some people were saying that would be, like, Edinburgh or Manchester, whatever. Either way, it's, like, a fun little steampunk town. I think Manchester makes more sense.
It looks like they won't be utilizing surfing more. Maybe they feel they've already got plenty of that from Sun and Moon.
Well, 7.8, too much water.
Yeah.
And, like... Talking about Sun and Moon, I was going to save this point when y'all were talking about it earlier, because y'all were about to trade. So yeah, just out of left field completely. Let's talk about Sun and Moon, or Ultra Sun and Moon real quick. Mm-hmm. I felt that Ultra Sun and Moon, instead of being... Because people were saying that because it was like a sequel, like Black and White 2 were, that it was... Or named as such, that it was going to be a sequel, but it wasn't.
But then it wasn't.
It was just a fucking special version. Yeah. So it seems like it was like the more polished version... of Sun and Moon, without all the fanfare of, like, a crystal or an emerald.
Yeah, they like, really... They've withheld a lot of stuff on Sun and Moon and then brought it into Ultra Sun and Moon, like, with the move sets and the move tutors, like, which they did with Black 2, White 2, but those were actual sequels, whereas this is just, like, enhanced edition. definitive.
And it was like the plot had a little more to it, but it was more or less the same fucking plot. Like, yeah. The plot was a little more fun. Like, if someone hadn't played Gen 7 and was like, hey, I'm gonna play Gen 7, should I get Sun and Moon? I'd be like, no, just get Ultra.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Don't get Sun and Moon. That's my rant. I don't know. I don't want to say a letdown, but kind of, like, it felt like the definitive version, but also boring, because it felt very similar mm-hmm. to me, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's, at its core, it's like, it's a good Pokemon game. Like,
yeah.
There hasn't been a bad mainline Pokemon game.
Right.
So it's going to be fun because the core of it is so good, but it's not a standout, like, how I think of Emerald or Crystal, etc. So
I mean, I love how they did the Kahuna system instead of these.
I did like that a lot.
Yeah, like, we were just talking about, like, standard battles are kind of tired, like, for a gym leader, but, like, the fact that there were island challenges that you could, like, you had to navigate space, and in the end it was just battling Pokemon, but at least it was, like, packaged a little differently.
Right. Well, there's a little something to it. I think they could have taken a little further, but they at least tried. And it was fun. I did enjoy it. So, moral of the story is, when talking about Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, I guess wait for Pokemon Gun version.
Pokemon Gun. Yeah. Wait for the gun. Just wait for it.
Yeah, people were talking about this island over here being the Isle of Man, which I don't know if you guys know what the Isle of Man is. It's like technically an independent country that's in the Irish Channel, but it like internationally for all intents and purposes is part of Britain. So that might be fun. People were talking about, like, maybe there's a boat that takes us out here because you see a little like lighthouse. Anyway, yeah, it looks fun. Looks cool. I'm excited. I think people were like, this doesn't look that big, man. And I think this is like, you remember those, like, when Kanto first came out, they were selling like maps of Kanto that were kind of stylized like this. I think this, because it was zoomed out like this is, and you got a lot more than just that map showed. And, you know, this is kind of that same zoomed out style. I think we're going to get a lot more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're even like, just because there's only like four major cities doesn't mean you're not going to be spending a bunch of time in that mountain or that snow-capped resort. Totally. Like,
or that like mine is definitely like here or here or some shit. That mine that they're like running around in the trailer. Yeah, I don't know what else I want to say about the trailer.
How do you all feel about the fact that it's on Switch? Was that a topic that would be?
I mean, I love that it is.
Yeah, I'm like 50-50 on it because I love the Switch. I think it's an amazing system, and I really like having games on there and all this glorious high definition on the go. But I also just like having a little, you know, this, you know.
Yeah,
portable that fits easily in my pocket.
For those of you that can't see, Joe's holding his DS.
DS.
Original
3DS.
Yeah, original launch 3DS. Like out with like Super Street Fighter 4 or something like that. Because that was the only good game for that system when it came out. But it.
Didn't Ocarina of Time come? No, was that?
No.
That was later.
Yeah, that was later.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I thought that was like you had launch. Like you had Super Street Fighter 4. And you had like Steel Diver, or like.
Oh no! No one fucking bought it.
Yeah, like it had an absolutely shit lineup to start out with, and then Nintendo, as they always come around to.
You got the ambassador thing though.
Yeah, I did get the ambassador thing, so I got
that
Metroid Fusion.
For people that don't know, what was the original price? $350
It was $250, and then they dropped it to $170.
Okay.
So then,
because no one was buying it.
Yeah. Except me.
So the people who bought it at for the people like Joe who bought it at full price, they did this ambassador program thing where they gave them a fuck ton of games that are only available to them, which is actually fucking awesome.
Yeah. So on my 3DS, I have Metroid Fusion.
Was it like all the games? How did that work?
So it was a few NES games and then.
But like you get access to them all, right? You don't have to like buy individual ones.
No, I didn't have to buy any of them. So like on my 3DS, I have Minish Cap, I have Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, a couple of other Legend of Zelda games, like Legend of Zelda 1-2, Metroid Fusion, F-Zero, Fire Emblem Sacred Stones. So those are really cool. And I've played quite a bit of those, so I was kind of mad at first about it, but I'm less so angry about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So on the Switch, I don't know, yeah, I feel you. There's like a certain, like, I don't know, use the word nostalgia, but like a... I don't know. There's something about it being this level of portable versus a Switch level of portable, mm-hmm. That is kind of like quintessential to the Pokemon franchise. Like, there was a really fun little... I don't want to call it a think piece because it was a fucking article about Pokemon. But
hey, yeah.
Some.
I've done it before, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of thought into that piece.
That's right. But it was someone comparing, like, saying the reason that Pokemon was so successful was because it was on the Game Boy, and it was also like, it was kind of like a hand-in-hand success for the two of them, was that like, because it was a portable device, you can kind of like pretend that like, oh, this is like my fucking Pokedex. Yeah. Right. Which was kind of a good point. And I think, I don't know if this throws it out the window, that idea, because it's still portable to a certain extent. But yeah, I don't know. Part of me agrees with you, and part of me is like, nah, man, I'm ready for the Switch. Like,
yeah.
What I'm excited about is the computing power that a Switch has.
Yeah,
sure. So obviously, like in the Let's Go games, they used it to make animated Pokemon and, you know, make cool camera angles. But I'm interested in this fully developed, meant for hardcore fans, whatever, version of Pokemon, what they're going to do with that computing power. And if it's going to, you know, I mean, you could play... There's so many games on there that are, like, endlessly more complex than Pokemon. So, are they going to take advantage of that?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It looks like they're running, like, an updated version. People have been talking about, like, the engines that they're running for the graphics. It looks like an updated version of the Sun and Moon graphics, to be frank. Or the engine. And they were, like, historically, with the Sun and Moon one, they were running... The engine could run in 1080p. But, like, the 3DS does, like, 480p or something. So they were clearly, like, future-proofing the engine that they were using. So this might be a souped-up version of that engine. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that, like, how much they're going to push the capabilities of this thing.
I think the kind of biggest concern, but it was, like, bound to happen, is also the economic model of it. Because, you know, you can get a 2DS new for $80 right now. But, you know, Switch is still, you know, $300, $350. And so that, like, it kind of messes with the model of accessibility that I think Pokemon has had for so long because of the Nintendo ethos of using, you know, not cutting edge technology, but reframing it in a new way and not having, ridiculously expensive products.
Right, right. So, you know. Well, and like playing, so for those of you listening, I've been playing like hacked Pokemon games on a, for all intents and purposes, a Game Boy Advance.
Yo, Nintendo, come take him down.
That's right, come get me. Come get me, come arrest, take me to Nintendo jail.
I want Miyamoto to personally come here, kick down your door,
oh, no.
And like have take a my herd shit. Of Pikmin that just
yeah!
takes you out of here.
If it were Pikmin, I would be okay with that.
It would be Miyamoto, so it would be Pikmin.
Yeah, I would be okay with that. Yeah, but like playing, so all these ROM hacks are based on Pokemon Advance titles and or Game Boy Advance titles, and I fucking love that they're all based on Game Boy Advance games, but they're like still new. A lot of them have like fake Pokemon and shit.
I know my partner played a Heart Gold Soul Silver mod that was really good. But Nintendo has been pretty strict about taking the ones down that are like on an emulator online.
Yeah. So. But like the form factor of like the Advance games for some reason like feel really right to me. That like top down style. Right before X, yeah. Y, you know, like everything before X and Y were like, it's just something about it felt like a fucking Pokemon game. And then X and Y still was a Pokemon game, but it felt, I don't know, something about it felt completely different. So, like, I would agree with you, Joe, there for sure. Like, something about, like retro shit makes it feel right to me. I don't know why.
Yeah. And I'm always going to miss, like, the pixel art that they had from the, you know, from the earlier Pokemon games, because when you look at a game that runs on Switch, like Owlboy, that was showing you, with, you know, this 2D sprite work, But with other modern conveniences, that looks so beautiful. And I would love to see just the weird sprites that they'd have in 2D for Pokemon at this stage. Because some of those sprites were just so weird. Like, I was just playing Crystal, and I captured the red Gyarados in it. And I was like, man, this looks awful.
Yeah.
But it had a lot of personality to it.
Well, it's like,
which is really funny.
Do you remember fucking Golbat from Gen 1?
Oh my god, yeah. Oh. So bad.
That one.
Oh god, yeah.
Like slanted.
The Blastoise one?
Oh, the Blastoise one is terrible.
Oh man.
I mean, most of the Gen 1s are horrible.
Yeah, yeah, they're awful.
Once it got to Yellow, they redid the sprite work, and it was like fine, but the Red and Blue were so rough.
They were real bad.
I was looking up, that Mew. So sad. That is not cute at all.
Oh.
It's like a naked mole rat.
Yeah, that's not cute. I was looking up all of the shinies, because I've been playing Pokemon Quest on my phone, which it's much easier to get a shiny in that game than anything else. And
people play that?
I play it, yes.
Apparently person does.
Yeah. There you go.
But like, what's interesting is when you look at all of the shiny sprites, it's clear that they were limited by the color capacity of Game Boy Color. Like, they're all just like a slightly golder version or like of the original color. And then you get to like this modern gen, and then they're like total palette swaps. Like,
right.
Yeah, so. Geodude looks like a gold nugget, which I think is cute.
Oh my god, someone did Meltan already? Wow, that was quick.
The heck's not Pokemon.
That was so fast. Okay, so yeah, Switch, I don't know. I generally am ready for it because we have, the only time we've had like quote unquote console Pokemon games was Gale of Darkness and then like Stadium.
Stadium.
I fucking love Gale of Darkness, but I wish it had been more. I feel like
It
kind of fell flat on its face.
Well, both Colosseum and Gale of Darkness only had like 60 Pokemon. I think like Gale of Darkness had like 60 Pokemon or something like that. When at the time they had 300 80 to work with.
So. I know, it was such a half-assed game, and I loved, like, I loved the world and all that stuff, and the story was fun from what I remember. This might be rose-tinted glasses, but I don't know. I feel like I have been ready for a console one. So yeah, I don't know. I could talk about this forever. We could
Pokemon
keep going.
Snap. Don't forget Pokemon.
Pokemon Snap. Snap was dope.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap was fun.
I've seen a lot of people with the new like Labo VR stuff. Everyone's like,
can we,
for the love of God, Pokemon Snap?
Yeah, yeah,
that would be amazing.
I mean, with the, I thought they were going to do it with the Wii U because there was a lot of launch games that dealt with that mechanic of like pointing and clicking, but they didn't.
And so we got Star Fox Zero.
Yeah.
Either y'all tried to play that?
No.
Nah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, no.
Like,
I skipped that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Skirt.
I was like, yeah, I'm good. Swerve. Okay, so just all these hopes. Here, you talk about your design ideas, Joe.
Oh.
Or the ones you saw.
Design ideas? Well,
there's so many.
The first one that came to mind was just making a fucking bagpipe Pokemon, because that'd be really funny.
I mean, they had a, what was the lay Pokemon called? Comfey?
Comfey. Comfey's so cute.
I know, Comfey's a decent Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the key one.
Klefki.
Klefki.
Klefki's on my main team because I use a monotype fairy team I'm a walking stereotype. but
wait, mono? You don't dual?
What?
You don't dual type? You said monotype.
Oh wait.
Oh sorry, monotype is okay, I was gonna say.
Everybody's at least fairy.
I was like, dude, you're gonna get destroyed if you have just fairy.
Yeah. No, it's just 6 Clefables, which actually might go okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some of them was like, so there was that, and then like new forms for Pokemon that probably wouldn't happen, but would still be really funny.
Evolutions?
Oh, an Evolution.
Have you
really
seen,
cool.
There's some fan artist that like has made them look super realistic. I was fooled.
Yes.
I was like, are they actually making a Steel-type Eevee and it has all these shields on it? But then, you know.
I spell that right, there's two E's in front.
It's okay. Google understood.
Google understands.
Actually, start page?
Start
page. Whatever, I'm sorry.
Product placement.
I don't even know where to go.
You could look at images.
Oh, that would help. I hate that one. There's one that they just put magnets on.
That just looks like
magnets on an Eevee fused.
I was thinking the Daddy, you play Yu-Gi-Oh? Yeah.
No.
You know the, it was like three magnets that went to get, that fused together. And it was like a guardian. I can't remember. It was like alpha, beta, and gamma, and they formed like a magnet warrior. That was really cool. But it kind of looks like that, but bad.
I'm not seeing any of the art that I was tricked by.
DeviantArt.
Adding DeviantArt might help.
One day I need to give you the article I wrote about DeviantArt.
Oh no.
It's about porn.
Oh no.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like the name Drakeon for a dragon one.
Sword and that. Oh no, that's not the one.
Looks like type null.
But it is. It was like that kind of background. We could type evolution.
So there's like shield. There's like rumored that there's going to be two evolutions, and that they'd be dragon and steel because the last one was fairy, and dragon and steel interact with fairy, mm-hmm. In opposite ways. So that would be interesting. Yeah, go for it. But like, I'm excited for the fact that like it being based on UK and then Kalos was France, and there's going to be some sort of like history between the two and some, I don't know, some sort of interaction there. Like people are talking about, like it might reflect like the Hundred Years' War in English and French history, which would be really cool.
I don't know. I don't trust them to do history.
I mean, they're going to do it loosely. Look at the shape of the fucking region. it's not going to be accurate.
Let's be on.
No.
Yes! Oh, my God.
That's kind of amazing.
Oh, this is the one I saw.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that's cool. A Guardian steel type. It's
Guardian.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, it looks like it has a shield breastplate and then a sword tail. I don't know. That would be awesome. I was tricked. I was like...
I was tricked that day.
Tumblr got me good.
I mean, its stats would probably be pretty similar to Umbreon's, though. If it was
like highly defensive.
Yeah. But cool if they made something.
Like, is Umbreon both? I thought Umbreon was just high special defense. Is it high?
Yeah, defense it's like as well? I think Umbreon's like base stats like 95 hit points, 110 defense, 130 special defense.
So I mean, part of the gimmick is that they just shift the fucking base stats around.
More on, like, I think it's like 365s, then a 95, 110, 130.
Yeah.
Like that.
So, like, I mean, I think they've run out. What, we have six now? I think they've run out. No.
Evolutions? We have.
I mean, like, distributions of, like, well, evolutions and then, like, distributions of the stats. Yeah. I guess, like, you can. Yeah, never mind. I was going to say you've run out of, like, permutations of, like, how you can distribute the stats, but maybe not. That's probably unlikely.
Other forms I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Tropius with a pine tree form. Because I really like Tropius.
Tropius is a dope Pokemon.
Is like, and its design itself isn't bad. It's just not a useful Pokemon. Mega Palisand. which is actually just ashes from smokestacks from the Industrial Revolution.
Oh my gosh.
I got dark.
I'm
into it.
It would still be like, I don't know, smiling or something, or giving this weird ass ghastly face. Best one, Mega Vanillix, Root Beer Float.
Hey.
Come on, we need it. I really want to see it.
I hate you so much. That's so great.
I love Vanillix, and people get so mad about, like, oh, the ice cream Pokemon. Like,
it's, no, it's people so get mad weird. At Vanillix and Garbodor, and I'm like, they're both fantastic.
I love Garbodor. Omega Garbodor.
Joe does not love Garbodor.
I do not like Garbodor.
I love Garbodor.
I did a Nuzlocke run where Trubbish was the only Pokemon that survived the whole
thing. Oh my god.
So I am very
attached. Wait, what?
I did a Nuzlocke run where Trubbish was the only Pokemon that never fainted. So I never had to get rid of Trubbish. So I am very attached to Garbodor.
Jesus. I'm so sorry.
People are talking about, what have I seen rumors of? I've seen rumors of evolutions. I've seen rumors of somewhere around 100 new Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more. People talking about, like, Galar forms. What else did I see in terms of rumors? I want to say there was, oh my god, we're just looking at memes right now.
Gorky's evolution's just a dream!
It's basically just Torterra, except, like, it can't handle it.
Yeah!
It's like the little stick in its hair is, like, becoming a tree. That's amazing. Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
So, like, somewhere around apparently 100 new designs, we'll see. You didn't talk about this, Joe.
I did, yeah.
You didn't mention that.
Yeah, I did. The bagpipe?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. What else though is like UK specific that it could be? People were like making fun of like Vanillix, and we're talking about like fish and chip.
Yeah,
I bet I like a suit that. Of armor. There yeah. would be some kind of like knight
or Golurk like Galar form.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
I wonder if they'll do a Harry Potter reference.
Ooh,
can they?
But I like, mean, like, you could be loose. Fuck
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like a Voldemort Pokemon.
No!
I mean, they, like, it's rumored that they copied SNL's Landshark sketch for Garchomp.
Oh!
So.
Oh, look at that.
Which would be really funny that, like, I mean, it's overall just funny that one of the best Pokemon in the game is a fucking Landshark. But yeah.
Literally. I spent a long time grinding in the desert to get a Garchomp.
I think we all did.
Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon.
Yeah,
because were you trying to find the hidden ability, Gabite? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are so... Yeah, it took me so long.
Yeah, pain in the butt.
Yeah, but I finally got one. And then it's a... I have so many Gibbles in my
family. Yeah.
I have so many. I've done so much eugenics. It's so bad. It's really bad. But if anyone needs a Gibble that is almost perfect.
Oh my god, talking about Megas also, people were saying that because there was a Flygon in the trailer that we're gonna get like some sort of like Flygon form at least.
That'd be cool.
Where the fuck were you?
Does have little goggles, like an aviator. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely a part of history in England.
I know. It was somewhere around here in the battles. Anyway, whatever. There's Flygon in the trailer somewhere.
I'm glad that Flygon's getting a bit more love. Like, in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, it finally got Dragon Dance.
Ooh, it never had Dragon Dance?
Yeah, it never had Dragon Dance, which is part of why, like, no one ever used Flygon, despite how cool it was.
That sucks.
You had, like, pretty mediocre stats for a dragon.
I know.
And, like, didn't have Dragon Dance, so everyone was like, why would I use this Pokemon here?
That makes me upset.
I know. It's sad.
Okay, anyway, so I'm going to go into rumors that I've seen that I think may or may not be true. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to hear them, then don't listen to the rest of it. Okay, thanks, bye, thanks for listening. Okay, so rumors that I've heard as Kyle looks at memes. Oh my god, the fucking cop.
Is that a rumor?
This is a rumor. This is a... I don't even know what... Bully cops? What do you call them?
Yeah, I think that's...
Like Scotland Yard, kind of.
Yeah.
Like British-style fucking cartoon cops. Bully cops? Is that what you said?
I'll be really upset if the cop Pokemon is good, though, because I would just, on matters of principle, I just won't use it.
I mean, like, this is what
happens. Clearly the word, I think I'm mixing up the word, like, bully stick with cop.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
No. God, there were so many. Oh, God, Grookey. Grookey. Oh yeah, my god. That means, like, realistic fan art.
I'm sorry. Stop ruining.
Okay, so first and foremost in the rumors is this armored form shit. Have you seen this?
Just what you've told me about it.
Okay, so people are talking about armored forms a lot in the rumors. It seems somewhat credible. Again, everyone take this with a grain of salt, but because they're fucking rumors. So instead of, you know how like since X and Y, so two gens ago, we've had a kind of gimmick every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, X and Y was Megas, and then it was Z moves. So people are saying, or rumoring, I should say, that in this one, it's going to be armored evolutions, and the way that it would work is that you have to have a Meltan, or is it Melmetal, the fully evolved one? A Melmetal.
Yep.
And using the Melmetal, you would have access to certain armored forms of Pokemon, and they would act as Mega Evolutions. And people were talking about how in, like, the whole idea of there being, like, a Galar-Kalos war. Hmm. Because in, like, the Kalos games... you know, they hinted at there being a huge war. It's probably going to be with Galar, because that's fucking Britain, France. That, like, they need something to counteract the strength of Mega Evolutions, and so they invented fucking Armored Evolutions. And that there might be, like, Sword and Shield-specific ones, and it kind of... Like, I can 1,000% see Game Freak doing that, just because of how they fit in story-wise Mega Evolutions. There's kind of like, oh, this is thing we discovered long ago in our battle against these people. So that might be a thing. People were talking about, I think the rumored ones were Flygon, Mewtwo, Charizard, you know, the usual suspects in terms of Pokemon that get all the love and attention.
What you're talking about reminds me a little bit of Deoxys and how you could equip plates. Was that Deoxys?
Oh,
no.
Oh, Arceus.
Oh, there we go.
Arceus? Yep. Arceus?
God.
Yes.
Pokemon God.
You yes, yes.
All yeah. the different plates. So.
That was the plates.
Yeah.
Deoxys was the forms.
Deoxys was...
It was like speed form, attack form,
yeah, that's
defense
right.
form.
And then what did you use those chips for? Never mind.
In Sun and Moon?
Yeah.
Those were to... So like the ability of... what's Titanol's evolution called again?
Oh, Silvally?
So, yeah. So Silvally's... Yeah, yeah. Like Silvally was meant to imitate Arceus, Arceus.
Right.
That's why the ability was called RKS system.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like...
Man... that didn't get through my... that did not get through my skull.
So that was a thing.
I was
so,
today years old when I learned.
Yeah.
ARK.
I want to see if I can find the leak of the final starters. Final starter leak. But I don't want to call this a leak just because I should probably put the gen.
Oh, what's it like?
Shield.
Those are the concept art?
Those are proof fake,
yeah.
But they're fun.
Yeah.
That one's very Knights of the Round Table-y. Where's the one that may or may not be credible? Here's Grookey and Sobble. I don't believe it. Yeah, okay, so here's Grookey and Sobble, and then that one, oh my god, that just looks like the people from Space Jam. fighting.
Yep. Well, everyone's been complaining because we've had so... Firefighting has been too much of a type.
Right.
And like...
Well, and like, Incineroar was like firefighting themed.
Yeah, right. But they just made him dark so it wouldn't be another firefighting.
Right, right.
So I'm wondering, you know, Scorbunny is a jock, but I'm wondering what direction they're going to take it if they're not going to give us another firefighting.
So these apparently were dropped like literally right after the announcement, like minutes after, which is like suspicious. So it's these two and then this one for Scorbunny, which is like becomes steel, fire steel, and like... A fucking plane looking thing.
What happened to the soccer aesthetic?
I don't know. Yeah, I was like, wait, I thought it was a soccer thing. So this is like one rumor that I don't want to call a leak because it seems kind of like messy. Here we go. Yeah, it's like a steel jet looking thing for Scorbunny's final. And there's just a bunch of... And this the reason like people think this is credible is because it's the same call-out style as when Sun and Moon's final evolutions leaked.
Mm.
And people were like, that's fake, and it turned out to be real. Mm. Did they show Grookey's? No, they're doing it by starter. Maybe not. They didn't even show it. Thanks, buddy.
I think there was something in the middle there. Yeah, they showed...
Oh, this is another one.
Another fan theory?
Yeah. But so, this one, they were saying, is based on Nessie, Water Dragon.
That would make sense.
And then this one on Cricket. A fan theory that I 1,000% buy into that's just, like, speculation. It's just a theory. Is that, you know, Scorbunny, Score, it's going to be sports, soccer themed. Sobble, still not sure, but people are saying it might be, like, Nessie, maybe, like, Water Dragon, Water Ghost. Because it kind of like camouflages. And then the one that's like for sure, because they broke down the name in all the languages, is Grookey. So Grookey in other languages has like it's a portmanteau of monkey and like something to do with music, like rhythm or something like that. And he's like beating a thing in the beginning.
Yeah.
So saying he's a groove monkey.
Oh!
There's a brilliant thing. I need to pull it up. I should have linked it in there so I had it ready. But there's this brilliant post I saw on the Pokemon subreddit that I saved that highlights all the names. And let me see if I can pull it up. Where did I go?
This completely makes sense because they're going to be bringing back the GameCube bongos.
There you go.
Because I think you can use, like, I think there's some way to use the GameCube bongos for the Switch as well. Like,
yeah.
I'm completely bullshitting, obviously, but it'd be really funny if you could use them to, like, play this game.
You can still hook up a GameCube controller.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone, I don't have the post, but someone in the Pokemon subreddit was like, hey, I think I have a theory on Grookey, and they were, like, pointing out all the names and how he, like, beats on the... The thing is, we're definitely going to get, like, a British invasion-themed final evolution.
Like a beetle?
Yeah. And then someone was like, Orangutan! Orangutan! And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
It would be like the monkeys. Like,
yeah! Wow.
And then someone made, like, a Blur reference. Someone was like, someone made a Gorillaz reference, and then someone made a Blur reference.
Oh my god.
In the comments section. It was fantastic. So I kind of, that's one that I've, that's the only thing that I've seen or heard that I would totally buy. Is that Grookey going to be like a drummer, British Invasion type?
I mean, they literally showed it in the trailer. Boop, boop, boop.
And in all the languages, the name has something to do with like rhythm, or music, or like drumming. So that.
It's a new music type Pokemon.
Oh my god,
it's grass music.
People are also like trying to make like a sound, like a rumor for sound type of thing. And I'm not here for it.
Explode would have been the sound type Pokemon, and that didn't happen.
They're just trying to take away all the normal types and make them into something else.
Right.
I mean, but normal is...
Normal rights, come on.
I'm leaving.
Okay. Eevee doesn't have a normal evolution.
Yeah, normal is one of the ones that I've seen a fun fake evolution of, where it's just like more Eevee.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Fluffier.
It's just like Eevee-er.
More tails.
Yeah. It's just like bigger and more Eevee-like. I don't know. What else? So final starters. Oh yeah, people were talking about how... So like one critique of the Pokemon series that I saw on YouTube recently that I kind of agree with. Part of the critique was that they wouldn't be able to do this previously because it would be too hard to code in there. But it was just like how... Well, what they would be able to take care of that this person talked about that I 100% agree with is like how hand-holdy at least Sun and Moon were. Sun Moon was like you had like an hour or two of just like hand holding and cutscenes in the beginning, which was kind of much. It was kind of a lot. And the last gen that we didn't have that much like hand holding and like guiding throughout the game, to my memory, it was Black and White, Gen 5, which is like the harder generation.
Well, one thing I liked about Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, it feels like all of the. You used to read the boards on the routes, and they'd give you, like, super obvious tips. But actually playing Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, the boards give you really non-obvious tips. For example, I didn't realize you could put an egg into the spa and make it hatch faster. Or, you know, and yeah, I agree that at the beginning it was pretty... The plot is just so... I mean, this is just a Pokemon-ism that probably isn't going to change, but it's such a linear plot, like...
So people are talking about rumor-wise, that at least some of the gyms could be done out of order, like in whatever order you want, and that it'll scale to you when you go to that gym.
That'd be interesting.
Which I think would be super fun if you could do it. Like, that would lead to a more, like, unique experience for each person.
Yeah. Going to the game. The way that the world's designed, though, it seems like kind of a climb up, so...
Yeah, so it's from the rumor, from what I saw. Let me see if I can pull the map up and remember what the fuck they said in the rumor. Boop, 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 boop. Let me get a good one. From what they said... There we go. Is that, like, this train is one of the things that you get access to, like, very early on. And that instead of fly, that you just use the train system, apparently.
Wow, a Pokemon world with working infrastructure.
Public transportation. I mean, we've already had universal... healthcare from the beginning, so that's the next step. It's obviously public transportation.
I want the Galar region to have as good of universal access to public transportation if it was like the loop but free.
Yeah,
like, there you go.
Like that would be great. I wouldn't need fly then, but also with fly, they better not put HMs back in this game because I have seen the mountain.
I know.
With ride Pokemon in this gen. I was like, yes, this is great. I absolutely adore the ride Pokemon system. And then going back and playing Gen 2 and having to have a third of my party just be for...
Yep. HMs.
Yeah, just having a Furret and...
Furret!
At a Furret and Bidoof. Something else.
In at least you don't have Bidoof. Bidoof is like one of the weirdest Pokemon.
Yeah, so many HMs.
But it was so useful because Bibarel learned like fucking everything.
Yeah, like...
Cut, Flash,
Surf. Strength.
And it goes water, so it learned Waterfall, it learned Surf, Dive.
Rock Smash.
Dive wasn't in those anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, but remember when you had to have Waterfall rock climb. And Dive? Ugh!
Yeah. Ugh! Rock Climb was in that gen.
Oh, Rock Climb. What a weird fucking HM.
That was really annoying.
Yeah, I don't think... I think they kind of have realized that that's like a dated version of making the game harder, right? Like,
yeah.
you could make levels frustrating, and players would play them endlessly when video games were new, but people don't have patience for that anymore.
No, no, and it's frustrating in a way that, like, kind of breaks what is good about Pokemon. It's like, I have this kick-ass team. Fuck, now I have to have, like, a Rattata or something to teach it cut or whatever the fuck. Like, it breaks what you like about the game. So I 1,000% agree with you there.
If I had one wish for these games that probably aren't going to happen, it would have to be...
That's for Pinterest.
Like a controversial opinion, but taking out IVs. I hate IVs, because, like...
Yeah, trying to breed a fucking perfect IV Pokemon is...
No.
Impossible.
It engenders cheating, because so many people don't want to put in the time. And, like, I put in the time to have those, like, IVs and stuff like that. But it is, like, as I joked about it being eugenics... It kind of is, and I don't like that fact.
It is quite literally the most grindy thing about the fucking game.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And I fucking hated it. The last time I actually IV bred was maybe Gen 5, maybe.
Yeah, like breeding for...
Like nature and moves and shit.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Completely understand that it makes sense in the context of the game. But with IVs, it's like this... It seems like this idea that, like, oh, my... One Gible has lower hidden values than the other one, so sorry, but this one's not going to be used, but this one will.
Well, and it adds another, like, not only another, it adds, for each stat, like, another fucking complication to the breeding things. You're like, I need the perfect nature, I need the moves. And then you want, what's the thing that's not nature, but it says likes to eat, or what are those called?
Characteristic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you want that to be beneficial as well. So, like, you only have those three things you're breeding for. I'm probably forgetting something. But then the IVs, you're also breeding for, like, fucking perfect defense and special defense and speed and all that. It's like, it adds so much more to breeding that I just don't want to sit there and, like, go through hundreds of eggs just to get everything fucking perfect. Which is why I love Pokemon Showdown, because it just takes me 2 seconds and I can have a team that I like.
It creates too much of a barrier to entry for people trying to get into competitive Pokemon. Like, you know, for people who have been doing it, that's fine. We're, like, used to it, even though we don't like it.
Yeah.
But for younger kids that want to get into tournament scenes and such,
it's
possible. It's too big of a barrier to entry, and it's too arcane.
Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to do away with it, because it was in Let's Go.
Yeah, I don't think either.
And they fucking did away, like, in Let's Go, they didn't have abilities, they didn't have held items, and they were like, it's because it was
so simplified.
Yeah. So there was no abilities, no held items, and they were like, it's because the first gens didn't have those, but then they had IVs, which I don't think the first gen had either. Like, Red and Blue, I don't think had IVs. But I think that was, like, a second or third gen thing.
Third. Because all the ones in second gen...
Because EVs was also third gen, right? Or was that second gen?
I think EVs may have come in the second gen.
Okay.
But, yeah, because anything you transfer to from Virtual Console to the newest gen games, they all have at least 3 perfect IVs. So, then they all have their hidden abilities as well, which is really cool. So.
Okay. Cool. Oh, okay. So, cover legendary theories. Or rumors, I should say. So, the 2 cover legendary rumors that I've seen... Let me see if I can find it. I'm just going to talk about it. I'm not going to search around Googling for it. It is... people are talking about, like, from Norse mythology. So, one of them is going to be, like, a horse based on...
however you say it. Norse mythology is incredibly difficult to pronounce, I feel.
Norse horse.
It's like Odin's horse that has 6 legs. This guy.
Sleipnir? Slippy.
So it's like, sometimes shown as a 6-legged horse in Norse mythology. It's Odin's horse.
The Old Norse for Slippy or the Slipper. 8-legged horse.
There you go.
Yeah.
So people are saying so this one is going to be 6-legged is the rumor. We'll see. Based on this 8-legged horse. and then the other one, so that's going to be one of the cover legendaries apparently, and then the other one is supposed to be... for Sword, I believe, is going to be a steel snake. It's supposed to be like an Ouroboros.
Oh. I was thinking Basilisk, but that's a little too Harry Potter. I don't know about this Slippy the Horse one, just because that's so much more European than it is British.
Yeah, but people are talking about, for some reason, like a while ago when I before Let's Go was announced. Yeah. People were talking about like a Norse themed game, and they talked about like a poison legendary. Huh. And I think that might have been Game Freak working through this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That would be really cool, though. I'll just Google it real quick.
I'd like to see something based on, like, the story of St. George and the Dragon. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not a Christian person, but I think it's just pretty, I think that would be kind of an interesting concept to work with in the context of Sword and Shield, so...
I think, like, also, like, Arthurian legend would probably be an awesome thing to play with.
Yeah.
It's just a round table.
Yeah.
It's just the fucking table. It's a ghost table. It's a grass ghost table.
I mean...
It's like Trevenant, but it's already carved into something. No, it's Trevenant Galar form.
I mean, can you imagine the gym leaders being situated around a round table? And each of, you know, each of them, like, having a certain skill that they contribute to, like, a greater governance, but... Also, it's reflected in their Pokemon. I don't know.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be asking too much maturity of Pokemon, I feel.
So talking about the gym leaders, also one of the rumors was that so the two evil teams, quote unquote, are going to be House Sword and House Shield, and that like certain gym leaders are going to be aligned with each house, and that the Elite Four are going to be kind of like peace brokers in the region. And so the story has something to do with that to a certain degree. And then there's going to be... Talking about the wolf one. We were talking about the wolf on the logo earlier. Apparently, people are saying that the shield version is going to be very defensive and then the sword version is going to be very offensive, but they're two iterations of the same Pokemon, supposedly.
I don't know if people will like that, though, because you know both... Usually the cover legendaries, they... Like some, you know, in competitive play there, they might fill more defensive or offensive niches, but usually they both have pretty decent offensive stats.
Right.
You know, like with Lugia and Ho, like Lugia is definitely a defensive one, especially if it's the hidden ability, whereas...
What's the hidden ability?
Multi-scale.
What does that do? I don't know what that
is. It's Dragonite's hidden ability too, so it's... If it's at full health, it only takes half damage from moves.
Oh, fuck.
So like, I have a Dragonite, and this is a secret, but secret, quote unquote, probably crit from Smogon or something. But having a Dragonite with multi-scale and weakness policy, so when that item gets activated when it's hit by a super effective move, so it can get hit by a Rock-type move or an Ice-type move, then be fine because it's got multi-scale, and then it gets basically a sword stance to both its attack and its special attack.
Jesus.
So.
What?
Yeah. It's a fun strategy.
That's fucking beast.
Yeah.
That's wild. It
fucks people over.
Yeah, that's super fucking crazy. Yeah, so that's all the rumors I can think of off the top of my head, though. Oh, no, it's not. There's also rumors that, like, post-game will be Kalos, but I don't know. I doubt it.
No, I don't really see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, I super doubt it, but supposedly there's going to be... Not supposedly there's going to be. People are hoping there will be Kalos post-game. Hmm. I do want to... I think this game might have... like, I think that Game Freak and Nintendo might try to step up the post-game in this one.
It's been a while since they made a game that had a really beefy end game.
Yeah. I mean, like, the Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon had, the Ultra Beast stuff...
Ultra Beasts suck.
Yeah,
I hate their designs.
Yeah, they're
just
all
really ugly.
They're a bit much, especially the fucking Swole Mosquito. What's it called?
Swole the what?
The Swole Mosquito.
Oh, Buzzwole. Buzzwole. Buzzwole is really funny.
It's like the most comical of them all, I think.
Yeah, some of them are really good in battle, but they're almost all their designs are ugly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're bizarre.
Yeah, that's Buzzwole. Yep,
Buzzwole. Oof.
I think Ash actually has a Buzzwole
in the anime.
In the anime, I think he did catch it. Like, I want to say a year ago.
I don't even know how to spell it.
Buzzwo.
Let's see.
Yeah.
There it is, fighting Beware. Oh my god.
I love Beware.
Beware's a great Pokemon. It has a little like pedo bear vibes to it.
Yeah, a little. But that almost makes it more intimidating.
I mean, that's kind of the point.
Have y'all seen Beware in the Sun and Moon anime?
No. A little bit, yeah. I only watched a few episodes.
He's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
He's adorable.
He's kind of like comic relief.
Yeah. Sun and Moon anime is really good,
too. I know. I've been meaning to watch more of it, too. I haven't.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. Oh, that's right. Ash does have a Poipole, though.
Oh, there we go. Poipole. I actually like Poipole a lot.
It just sounds like you're saying purple
that's
funny.
That's the point.
I can't.
Poipole.
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 Look at a Poipole Pokemon.
Okay.
According to the Bulbapedia, he also has a Meltan in his party right now.
Get the fuck out of here.
He has Pikachu, Rowlet, Lycanroc, Torracat, and Meltan. And he just released the Poipole, I guess.
The Poipole. Wait, what? Why would you release a Poipole? It evolves into the... What is it called? I forget. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one in my game.
The shiny is dope.
Yeah. Once again, it's a cool Pokemon. Like, cool Pokemon for battle. Bad design, though.
I don't know. I think the evolved form's cool. Anyway, do we have anything else to say about this? I don't know. That's about all I have off the top of my head for this announcement. How do you guys feel?
Feel pretty good.
We should all state our alliances, have we?
Oh, shit.
I'm
leaning towards Shield.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, though. I'll talk to you later.
No! I'm the only sword in this room.
That's right.
Wow, this is...
Ironic.
What a tangled web we weave.
That's right. So I guess I have to go get the strap on. On that note,
this is a podcast, so you can't see me putting on my hood. I want to hide.
Okay, thanks for listening, y'all. Yeah.
Give Meganium a Mega.
Oh, yeah, please. That would Mega Meganium.
Give us something for Meganium so Meganium doesn't suck anymore. Because Meganium has a great design. It's super great.
I know.
But so bad in battle.
And you did it for Venusaur, so.
Yes.
Also, the ugliest grass starter.
Yeah.
By far. Okay, thanks for listening. I almost choked. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Peace.
Bye.
Bye. I didn't know I had to say bye too.
Everyone has to say bye.
Instead of forgetting and letting them into the setting like sediment, I'm that part. Mix it up with six guy. Rage Against Machine, bitter J-Rock, K-Dot. Switch it up, gangsta. Getting on my stage props. Dilla with the beats and catch me singing like.
As always, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tekkila.
Mama call me Eshwa, running out of time with the Harry Potter headscarf. I ain't got a desk job.
For the regular listeners, I'd like to thank you for your support and ask that you please help us to continue to improve the show by heading over to our Patreon page and donating $1 a month.
Head farts, yeah, that's for all your gum smack, mud flaps, scuzz bag, unwrapped sex.
By donating just $1 a month, you'll really be helping us out, and you'll get Tekkila closer to hitting our goal of $30 per month.
Yeah. This is how I rap before I hit it up. Top shit, but I still respect women.
Once that goal is reached, I personally will be designing and sending each of you a Tekkila branded shot glass or two to show my appreciation. So head over to patreon.com/Tekkila to support the show. That's Patreon, which is spelled patreon.com/Tekkila.
Like egregious kids are just in front and like your Jesus and elitist pimps come from Mars and bitches come from Venus. The way I see us is my strength is all your weakness. Treat them like a hedonist. Every obstacle defeated. Preach it, I'm a seed weed.
Remember, you can submit topics for the show and interact with me and guests on the subreddit, which is found at reddit.com/r/Tekkila.
That's for all your Joe Rap smoke ploys. That's for all your go brag, no half, low grab. Oh,
you can follow Tekkila on Twitter for the latest hot takes on tech news at TekkilaCast.
Watch list, that did it. This is how I rap before I hit it. Talk shit, but I still respect women.
The Tekkila theme song is Ride Out by Yeshua, which is spelled Y-S-H-W-A. You can also find him online as Vincent Augustus.
Thanks, y'all. Right out. They ain't praising my saint, my miracle. They ain't in my